Emeralds from Colombia are widely considered to be the finest in the world, like the compositions of B.J. Lederman, who writes her theme music. But for decades, Colombia's emerald business has been plagued by violence and environmental havoc. John Otis now reports on a former U.S. envoy who's trying to change that.
Hey, how are you? Chuck Burgess, pleased to meet you. Hola, Julian, ¿cómo estás?
Charles Burgess greets guests at the emerald mine he operates near the town of Muso in central Colombia. Burgess, who is 67, spent decades as a U.S. diplomat in Latin America and admits that he got into the business on a whim.
I don't have a mining background. I don't have a geology background. Never in my wildest, imagination thought I'd be working in any sort of business like this. But it's been fascinating.
Burgess is president of the Muso companies that produce 85% of Colombia's emeralds. The gemstones are extracted from this maze of underground tunnels that a guide is leading me through.
The mine is inside this mountain, okay? We are to descend about 300 meters.
We'll go down 300 meters?
Yeah.
The entrance to the mine is as big as a road tunnel. That allows heavy machinery inside to pull out tons of rocks and debris instead of having miners push it out in hand carts. Monitors measure air quality. There are even phones and internet links to call for help in case of emergency.
I've never been in a mine before that has Wi-Fi way down underground.
Colombia's emerald industry used to be far more dangerous, with frequent accidents inside the mines and gun battles on the outside. The business was controlled by family clans, some of which had ties to cocaine traffickers and paramilitary groups. Their disputes for control over Colombia's emerald mines set off a so-called Green War in the late 1980s that killed 3,500 people. It was a scary time because these people would kill whoever they wanted, says Ramiro Melo, a 58-year-old miner from Muso. The violence scared away investors, while several mine owners were extradited to the U.S. on drug charges. Burgess, who had worked in the political section of the U.S. Embassy in Colombia, was asked if he could help drum up foreign financing. Huge sums were needed to modernize the industry, as emeralds were getting harder to find and open pit mines were contaminating rivers and causing deforestation.
And so I got in touch with some of the people that I knew back in the States and put them in contact with the emerald people here, and there we go.
In 2012, a group of American investors bought Colombia's largest mine and put Burgess in charge, though there was some resistance.
What did all these other big families and powers in the emerald industry think about this?
Yeah, they didn't like it, but it's not a problem. The idea was to fundamentally change the industry.
And that's what's been happening. The open pits are long gone, replaced by tunnels. Miners here never used to receive paychecks. When they dug up emeralds, their bosses would give them a tiny sliver of the profits.
It was a totally informal system, and from the very first day that we took over, all that changed. The guys are paid through the banking system. They got their Social Security, their benefits. We were also the pioneers in bringing women into the workforce.
Indeed, women used to be considered bad luck and were largely kept out of the mines. Now, says Maria Fernanda Cardona, one of several female geologists employed here, there are lots of jobs for women, and their work is paying off. Deep underground, these miners use pickaxes to open veins of white calcite rock that is streaked with green, the telltale sign of emeralds.
So we spotted our first emeralds after about an hour into our mine tour. Little green rock sticking out of the side of the cave.
It turns out that this area was first mined by indigenous groups before the Spanish conquest. But when our tour of the mine is over, Burgess points out that it's still full of emeralds.
The potential here is virtually unlimited. Like you said, how could you be running a mine for 500 years and you're still producing every day? And it's just how it is. It's just the geology.
For NPR News, I'm John Otis in Muso, Colombia.
Thank you.